And now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. This portion of the show is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. And by Yamaha Outboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. Here we go. Another great hour of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. Here's Pete Gray, Rock God Rick Mexa, and Corey Standard.
Welcome back, hour number two. Let's Talk Hookup right here on the Let's Talk Hookup app, Facebook, YouTube Live, and 97.3 The Fan. Pete Gray here along with Rock God Rick Mexa and the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup here. Valerie Hope Rich and Captain Rob from Haida Gwaii Safaris are here talking fishing, and just so many people like loving it. It's hard to get in fishing questions, right?
All right.
I was just going to say, this is a very easy job as the co-host. Yeah. Every single caller is just so full of accolades. All right, well, who next wants to say something nice about Valerie?
And Rob.
I'm very blessed.
But Rob's joining us on the phone, and Valerie's here in the world headquarters with us. It's great to have you guys along with us. And we're giving away a great prize today, too.
Boy, are we. Yeah, how cool to get to do that. Our great partners from Costa Del Mar, a fantastic pair of sunglasses for one lucky caller or texter today. And as always, that's going to be decided as a coin flip at the end of the show. We'll take a potential winner from the caller side, a potential winner from the texter side. Valerie's going to do us the honor, flip the prize coin, and we'll decide who's getting themselves a brand new pair of Costas. Today, we're giving away the Fantail Pros. It's a really nice pair of glasses. It has a matte tortoiseshell frame, a green mirror 580 glass, and in addition to those awesome sunglasses, you're also going to get one of the 2026 CCA Bill Varney Sport Fishing Calendars. So a really, really cool prize for one lucky caller at the end of the show. Or texter, again, 833-288-0973. That's the number if you want to call in, or just send us a text, and that's only available through the Let's Talk Hookup app.
Yeah, and you have a great text, huh, Rick?
I thought so. Hey, Pete, Rick, and Valerie, I wanted to thank Valerie for being such a gracious host at one of the most amazing places I've ever fished. Their lodge, the food, the service, fishing, all top-notch. I wanted to ask Pete if you could tell us a little bit about the rubber swim bait rig that you found the most effective. Was it rigged with an additional trailing assist hook? Did you find the slower sink of a white curly-tailed grub to be any more effective than the slug? Tight lines and no bananas from Drew in San Carlos.
Ah, Drew. Yeah.
Hi, Drew.
Drew's coming back, I hope, too.
He's booked.
Oh, yeah, good.
And Kathy.
Yeah, and Kathy, too. That's great. Yeah, we loved having them. You know, I don't think there's a need for a trailer hook, right, Rob?
No. I mean, I've put them on, and honestly, the amount of time that it takes to get it out of the fish's mouth and get the extra hook, and then the chances of somebody getting stuck with that hook, I like the one big hook. The fish comes in, you hit the weight, get the hook out of the fish's mouth, onto the next one, because they come in fast and furious, right? So you want to spend less time messing around with hooks than you want to just get fish on the floor and get fish on the deck.
So it's just like a single, like a lead-headed, like what do you use, like 12 ounces, 8 ounces? What do you think?
There's 16 ounces. There's 16-ounce lead heads with the hook built into them, and then on the swim bait. And then either that or we used to have these sort of like knife jigs that we used before, but our supplier is kind of like, he just stopped doing it. So we're probably going to all with the lead.
You know what's one? The link up. I have a secret stash.
Oh, I've got a secret stash.
I do.
Those things work great.
Yeah, they're not even that pretty. Yeah. I'm like, really?
No. But any kind of a descending jig will work, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, anything works. Believe me, I I'm going to put a banana down there this year and get one.
Yeah.
Well, don't tell Drew that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
No bananas.
Could happen. It could happen. But, yeah, those fish are voracious. And so if you're going after more halibut than lingcod, is there a particular jig that'll work better?
Well, the halibut, basically, you're going to be biting on bait. So you're going to head into a spot that's not so rocky where the lingcod are, and then just basically get that bait sitting on the ground, maybe a little bit, maybe, you know, a foot or two above the floor of the ocean, and just wait for them to come in. You know, get a little drift going on and just get it in front of the fish, and they just bite them.
Not to say that you can't catch an incidental when you're fishing for lingcod of a big halibut, because we've done that before, right?
Yeah, exactly. It happens quite often.
They eat the jigs. Very, very well.
Yeah.
For sure.
Oh, yeah.
Well, let's jump back in the phones, Rick.
You got it. Excited, too. Everybody's ready to talk to Valerie. Next up, we're going to talk to Dave. He's calling us from ANZA this morning. Hi, Dave. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Well, good morning, everybody. See, Valerie, I got to tell you, you've got the most pleasant voice over the air. I really enjoy listening to you there.
Thank you.
And okay, my question for you is, I've always been interested in the nuts and bolts of how things work. And with you being in such a remote area up there in Canada, what are the logistics you have to go through at the start of the season to get your lodge up and going? And what do you have to do during the course of the year to keep things running smooth?
Do you have an hour or two? You know, it's lists and spreadsheets and meetings with my team and just putting it all together.
To say, Rob, that Valerie is detail-oriented is an understatement, would you say?
Yeah.
A little bit, yeah.
But you have to be. So you just, you know, like right now we're working on our winter projects, and we have a lodge caretaker. She's amazing. So she's doing, like, all the painting and the things that need to be done. And then Rob will be working on, like, the tackle orders. We have to actually order our bait next month if we want the good stuff.
Wow.
Half down.
No kidding.
Wow. No kidding.
And then so, you're doing some remodeling at the at
doing
at,
a little remodeling up there. We'll leave that as a surprise.
Okay.
and then January to March, I'm on the road. I've already been on the road, mm-hmm. but I'll really be on the road. And so I just have a team to answer your question. I have a team up there. I have a team, some wonderful ladies, that work down in the States with me, help me do things. It takes everybody. I can't do it alone. So yeah. It's a one big team, and we have lists and emails and meetings, and we go for it.
It's a lot. That's cool. Because you're working in a remote area. It's just like, hey, we're out of this. You can't just walk down.
Yeah, don't.
Street
you have to plan. We plan our food. Like, we have a whole way that we order food and get that all done, too.
Well, you were mentioning that having now the charter flight
is
going to really
so
enhance the whole food experience, much much more fresh fish. Not fresh fish because you have fresh fish right there, but fresh
produce.
Produce
and dairy.
Meats, vegetables, everything.
Yeah, we're excited about the produce. Rob, like me, he's a produce eater, too. Yeah, it'd be good.
It'll be great. Hey, Dave, thanks a lot for the call this morning. Joe
Thank
in
you.
Costa Mesa has quite a lengthy text. Normally I wouldn't read it, but it's a good one. Good morning, Valerie, Pete, Rick, and Rob. I was fortunate enough to make a trip to Haida Gwaii this year with my buddy and his dad. Thanks to the extremely hardworking Valerie, we were able to get to shift our plans a little and make it up. We almost had the lodge to ourselves. The fishing was fantastic in exclamation points. And the fish ground. The fishing grounds are phenomenal. We saw bears, deers every day while riding through some of the most beautiful scenery on the planet. We managed several Chinook over 20 pounds, and my buddy Dave caught a Tai, which is one over 30
yes.
pounds.
Yes.
Thank you, Valerie, very much for everything you did. It happens. And he says, Nick also said it was the best trip ever. Hope to see you again this year. And that's Joe in Costa Mesa.
Oh, thank you. I know exactly who it is.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yes. Thank you.
Yeah,
that
kind of sums it up there, right?
This is why I do what I do. Everyone's like, are you a professional angler? And I'm like, nope. Nope. But
you're a professional lodge host.
It's all about all of you.
Yeah.
We talked about that last night. It's just about bringing people together in a beautiful setting,
mm-hmm.
and just the smiles on their faces when they come back in, like, says it all.
Yeah, it's
amazing.
Cool.
Says it all.
Yeah,
thank
great
you.
I thought so. It says, good morning. I'm so excited by this show. What I thought was going to be a fishing trip, I feel might turn into a family trip for me. Could you go over a little bit what families have done in addition to the fishing while they're up there? I'm really thinking about bringing the full family for a trip to Haida Gwaii.
Oh, there's lots to do. And Rob, if you want to jump in on that, too. But we have amazing beachcombing, hiking. They can go kayaking, the Heritage Center, golfing, pickleball.
Yep.
I mean, there's just – but it's all in this island, which it makes it very unique and very special. And so we can tailor your trip and plan your trip. And when you're out on the boat, like if the kids really want to put out the crab pots, kids like that. Put out the crab pots.
Yeah, no doubt.
We'll take by if the weather's permitting. Rob helped me in that one little area. They can go in and do that little hike and see that totem. It's very beautiful.
Well, in Buck Channel.
Yes, up in Buck Channel.
There's two totem poles in there from that are still standing mm-hmm. from the 1800s.
Wow, yes. No kidding.
Yes, very cool. And so there are lots. Like, so if your family's into outdoors, and I love it because the bonding
totally.
And the memories and just being in paradise.
That's cool.
Yes.
Yeah. If it works out too, like, you know, you get a lot of your fish on the first and second day, we can offer a fire lunch on the shore too.
Yeah.
That sounds like fun.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah, a lot of things we can do based on everybody's different,
yeah,
and
we try
to tailor, you know, each boat, each group, but we still want you to catch fish too.
Yeah.
But fishing alone is just a memory and teamwork and family work.
Yeah.
Yes.
Fun.
Yeah.
Well, we're joined now by the man, Corey Sandy. Good morning, Corey.
Hey, Corey.
Good morning, Corey.
Oh, Corey. Good morning. You guys are killing me talking all this beautiful stuff. And,
maybe not.
And, yeah, I mean, we haven't even reached Thanksgiving, and I'm already waiting for June. Are you kidding me?
Just so funny.
Such a beautiful place. And I'm excited about that, the June 24th through 28th. I originally went, I'll tell you, and you know Pete and Rick, and Valerie, and Rob as well. I went for the salmon. Like, I was so into the harvest and the bounty of wild Chinook King, as the Canadians call them, the spring salmon. I cannot live without that ling cod now. the ling cod stole my heart, I'm telling you. They are incredible catching, the most amazing. I will tell you this. There are several fish in my life that hit the top notch, and that Haida Gwaii, Canadian, BC ling cod, there's nothing like it. It's the closest that I could tell you is a grouper.
Yes. Yeah, very
right.
You're right, Tori. It's so grouper-like that it's a totally different flavor than the stuff you catch
you
down
think
here.
That's just higher fat content from them being eating machines? There's so much food up there.
What do you
is
think,
it
Rob?
Cold, is it the cold water? Like, what makes them so good?
I mean, you're looking at an area that's just not polluted whatsoever, right? It's just it's just the highest quality you can get.
Yeah, and they're eating machines, so they eat everything that's natural around there, right?
Some of them come up with just, like, looks like they have basketballs in their stomach. They're so full.
Yeah. Octopus and herring. I mean, just...
I honestly think it's the herring. I think the biomass, I mean, you could call it a biomass, right? Like, locally, when you go out tuna fishing, the bluefin tuna and the elephant tuna are on the banks where the biomass of anchovy are. And the Haida Gwaii edge is so close to the continental shelf. It is, I was looking at the maps, and we're running 5 miles from where we, that 18 to 20 mile run from the lodge to the, through the strait is the calmest ride you'll ever have in your life. And after that 18 to 20 mile ride, you're literally a half mile from the continental shelf when you're fishing. And there are times I saw where there's 1,500 feet of water, literally a stone's throw from the island.
Wow.
And all that herring gets built up. The humpback whales are jumping and all that life. The only thing I haven't seen is an orca, but there's so much life, and I think all that ling cod and the salmon are built up against that western edge of the island because of all that herring. I believe that that's the key ingredient. For sure.
And that's why it's the salmon superhighway, too, right?
Yep. Salmon?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, pretty amazing.
Yeah, incredible. So, but I'll tell you what. Yes, Pete.
What's your rig, Corey? What, I mean, if you're going after halibut, link cod, rockfish, that kind of thing, what's Corey Sandin, who pours it all, going to rig it
here's,
up?
Here's, you know, in my calico world, it drew, I don't know how to say it, but creativity. It let my artistic mind flow, right? Like with the different weed lists and the different rigging and catching calicos and different techniques and tactics. I'll be honest with you, this lingcod fishing has taken over my mind. And I started fishing a larger slug. I know I have an 8-inch slug that you can find at Fisherman's Landing in the other shops. There is a slug I had for myself that I have shared with those that have come up on the trips. And it's about an 8.5-inch, but it's girthier. It's made to fit a 10-ounce to 16-ounce lead head. And I've shared those with people. I'll tell you what I finished last year before the trip. Was a curl tail that will blow your mind.
Yeah. So Corey, it's let good. Me ask you this. On this June 24th trip to Haida Gwaii that you're going to host, are you going to be bringing some of those for everybody that come up?
I will make sure that everybody that comes on the trip has at least one of these curl tails and a couple of the jumbo slugs. I'll make sure. And I say that on the minimal end just to save my rear, right?
Well, knowing you'll bring a suitcase full.
Well, and that's why I laugh as well, right? So that, you know how I am, the yeah. generosity. But that curl tail is so huge, it makes like the current curl tail for the Northwest fishery. It makes it look like a spotted bay bass grub tail.
No, they're big. They're big.
Yeah, they're huge.
Hey, Rob, what's it like fishing with Corey? What's it like having Corey on your boat?
Oh, it's awesome. It's Corey's one of the nicest people that I've ever met, and I really enjoy fishing with Corey. It's a great time we're out there.
You're not going to give us any dirt? Come on, give us some. I already
told you he lost the big salmon. He wasn't even upset about it. He was happy about it.
Yeah. Well, Corey.
Well, I could tell you this, Pete. Let me say, Rob mentioned earlier in the show, I was listening, getting all lathered up on this end. I did have a salmon on that was well over 30 pounds, like no doubt, and fighting this thing for a while, and it came up to the surface, ran across, if you can just imagine, from right to left, and had his head out of the water and shook it like a largemouth, and shook the spoon. And I'll tell you what, it was the most magical, most memorable moment ever. Because we were netting 20 to 25 pound salmon. And the fact that the largest one I've hooked was caught or seen and released was so special to me. Rob was ready to thump me over the head.
That's cool.
But I do want to, in parting note, I know you guys have a busy show, and I'm grateful for the time. And the lean cod, there is no size limit. There is no slot limit. You catch a 40-pounder, you can keep it. You catch a 22-incher, you can keep it. It's whatever you want, but it is the most magical place. And Valerie tries to blow it up like there's pickleball over here and golf over there, but let me tell you, go for the serenity, go for the peacefulness.
Yeah. Yes.
And you truly will be family when you're there. It's amazing.
Yeah. No, it's very true.
That's awesome.
And,
well said.
And if you want to go with Corey, June 24th to the
28th.
And you know, there's spots available. All our other trips are sold out, but there's spots available on that trip. And here's the other highlight of that trip. Not only, you know, getting to go be with Corey, not only getting to be with Rob and Valerie and everything else, but watching Corey eat crab. on the craft right is truly a spectacle.
That a boy, Corey.
That one person needs to, that everybody needs to see, because I have never, I thought I was
I was just
going to
say, and let,
it, right?
let me chime in, because this is speaking from the man who, in my opinion, formally held that title.
Yeah,
I mean,
but,
we have done some Dungeness Crab Nights at various places where Pete has done some real damage.
Yeah.
So to hear you passing that torch to Corey,
Corey is the
really
champ.
Says something.
He's the big champ.
Okay.
When it comes to the Dungeness Crab
That is a true story.
Yeah.
I sat next to him on Crab Night.
When you can go set the traps out on your way out and pick them up on the way in, and you're harvesting something from the ocean right there, it's just so enjoyable and beautiful, and it's truly the most amazing trip of my life that I don't ever want to have a year without it in my veins.
I love it. And you know, here's the other thing about Corey. No matter what, when you go down to the harbor to pick him up, he is beaming every day. Every day.
Right.
Every day.
Yeah. Thanks, Corey, for joining us this morning. Looking forward already.
Absolutely.
Great job,
thank
buddy.
You,
two trips. Again, June 24th through 28th. Hi to Guy, call Valerie, and go with Corey. You won't be sorry.
It'll be fun.
Yeah, you won't be sorry for sure. Thanks a lot. Let's jump back in the phone.
You got it. I want to remind you, this portion of the show is sponsored in part by the Fish Pros at Fisherman's Processing in San Diego, where you get the premier processing experience. You can check out their easier online system to book your processing for your long-range trip. With more team members, Fisherman's Processing stays far ahead of the rest. More same-day capacity, the finest in customer service. You can stop by their location in Old Town on Taylor Street or check fishermansprocessing.com. Be sure you make your reservation today. Let's talk to Tom.
We should mention that normally we have Yosef, the angler's realtor. He's in a duck blind somewhere.
Deer blind.
Okay. And so that's the fishdope.com. That's the fishdope.com report.
He's in a
deer blind.
Yosef sent me a text this morning and said, "Hey man, I need a hand here. We're pinned down. We got a very good opportunity. I don't know if I'm going to make the report. I'm not saying that I won't, but there's a possibility that I might." And we just said, "Man, are you kidding me?
Must be bow hunting.
You got quote unquote bigger fish to fry."
Yeah.
So yeah, and with a little bit of weather, I think we all know a little bit of what the report held this last week. There was some crazy good fishing leading up to this weather, but things are on a little bit of a pause right now when we get rolling. And
but you heard Frank, man, this local tuna.
Yeah, and that's the beauty of fish dope, man. It's the second that weather allows guys to get right back on it, boom, it's reported and well done.
Hey,
so,
the half-day boats were leaving. Dolphin left this morning on a half-day trip, so it's flat calm right now.
You look out the windows of the world headquarters, it is beautiful. It has been a bright, clean, after these big rains, everything's clean and bright and killer, and you know those guys are about to go, knock them on that deep-water cod trip.
Yeah.
Pretty fun. Well, hey, that's it. We're going to talk to Tom. He's coming from Temecula this morning. Hey, Tom, welcome to the show.
Morning, guys. Morning, Valerie and Rob.
Good morning.
My wife and I were out with Harold Davis last year, and so it's a little bit of a dated report, but my wife had a great time, and she's not a fisherman. She did not fish on that trip, but she had an incredible time doing hiking, and Valerie kept her plenty busy doing different things. We had a great trip, brought home two big boxes of fish, and I am still enjoying some of that. And it was just a wonderful time, and it is one of the few trips that my wife actually said, "You wouldn't mind going back there again."
I love hearing that. Yes.
Nice. And so it was truly a great food. And I don't know what was with the weather, but we hardly got rained on at all, I think, except for the last day, and we were on our way out. And so all my pictures, we didn't have our rain gear on.
I mean, we get that.
It was wonderful. So that's what I have to say about the place. It's a wonderful place to go. And take your wives. That's what I had to say.
Great job, Tom.
Thank you, Tom.
Thanks
for the call. It's great. Get a lot of kudos like that, Valerie, for sure.
Very blessed.
Here's one from Kurt and Vista. If you want to get through on the phones, that did free up a line at 833-288-0973. Jeff's standing by there, 833-288-0973. It says, good morning, everybody. Great show, as always. Love Valerie when she's on the show. She's awesome. Question concerning gear going to the lodge and the capacity of the planes. You have anglers that want to bring their own gear.
I'll talk about that for just a moment, and I'll let Rob say too. But as far as bringing your own gear, you can. Mm-hmm. However, we've kind of got it dialed in. I suggest if you have a special reel or some lures or jigs or something you want to try, but to bring like poles and the whole setup, you don't need to, unless you just have something so dear that you really need to fish with. And getting them up there at most airlines, not a problem. You do have to, reels, you do have to check them. And then, of course, if you bring up a rod, it's got to be in a rod tube, and there you go. Now, on the charter, that's no problem at all. And there's no extra charge, no extra bag fees. And so I'm going to let Rob kind of finish on that because
Your take on bringing your own gear, Rob?
Yeah.
I mean, you can, but honestly, we've got it dialed in. We got the gear that you need, the stuff that you really need to have. If you want to bring, if you do want to bring some jigs, bring heavy stuff. Bring stuff 12 ounces and larger, up to 16 ounces. That's the size that we use. I mean, we want everybody to be going down at the same rate, right? You've got four rods out there. You don't want to have different weights of gear and then crossing up on top of each other. We have enough problem keeping the fish from tangling each other up. So, I mean, big stuff. If you want to bring jigs, bring 12 ounce plus. There's no need to bring anything really. We've got it all dialed in.
Yeah. Okay. I'm a geek about it, so I'm going to go.
Yeah, he brings his own. I know.
I bring my own everything just because I like my own rain gear. I like my AFCO rain gear. You don't need to do that because your rain gear and boots are like top quality.
Yeah.
All you need to do is bring your layered clothing. But if you like to bring your own, you're going to have to check an extra bag like I do. Costs a little bit more on the flight, but not anymore.
Just to Vancouver.
Yeah. I like to bring a reel and a three-piece rod. I bring a three-piece rod that's like a 40 to 50-pound rod with a Trinidad 20 or a Tranks 500 would work too for the lingcod and halibut fishing. But you don't have to bring any of that stuff. And I do like to bring some jigs too. So yeah. Lead heads, some of that. But I pay for it because I bring an extra bag. But I like my own boots. I like my own rain gear. Mm-hmm. But that's just me. And there's people like me, I'm sure, out there.
Yes. And it's not a problem.
No.
But like what Rob just said.
You don't need to.
Yeah. And just if you do, bring the heavy stuff. So mm-hmm. Everyone's kind of evened out there.
Yeah. Yeah. 12 ounces are better.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's perfect. Well said. Well, hey, we had another great text come through from Brent from Dillon, Montana. It says, Valerie, as a guest who was returning to Vancouver from the island just an hour prior to the Canadian airstrike that went on and provided all kinds of luggage issues, which Valerie was fantastic with, I'm super excited to return this year after hearing the news of the brand new charter. Lastly, I also understand that a couple of the captains are tying the knot, and I wanted to wish a congratulations to Erica and Tara.
Well, I have not been told that they're getting married. Okay. Did you know that, Rob?
Yeah, I found that out the other day. They're engaged, I guess.
That's awesome.
Oh, well,
wow.
That's awesome news.
Well, that's a good one from Brent.
They're in Costa Rica. They're in Costa Rica.
To your captains.
To my captains.
So we have, of our guys that are coming back, we have everybody's in there for 3 years now, I believe.
3 years plus. Yes, everybody.
3 years plus for everybody. So it's a really good group of guys that are really putting
and Erica.
Fish in the deck.
And Erica. We should talk about her just
Erica's
a tiny bit. Yes.
Erica beats everybody in leg wrestling, so she's one of the guys.
Yeah. And she's beautiful. She's amazing. She's First Nation. But, you know, she runs a shrimping boat before she comes to us.
Wow.
On the West Coast.
That's so rad.
She's a native Haida Gwaiian.
No, she is actually on the Sunshine Coast.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
But she's First Nations.
Wow.
So she's amazing.
She can take yellow eye.
Yeah. Okay, we're not open that kind of worms.
Rob, describe the boats. We talk a lot about the guides and stuff like that. We haven't talked about the boats because the boats are pretty special.
Yeah, so they're all closed cabin boats with heads in them. They're all jet boats, obviously. Three of them are diesel, four of them are diesel, and two of them are gas. They're just good heavy duty boats, built specifically for what we need to do with them.
Super comfortable, and there's a cut that you go through that gets very, very shallow at certain tides, and that allows you to go. You don't have to sit at the lodge and wait for the tide to come up, right?
Yeah, no. Sometimes our six boats are on the west side all by themselves for the whole morning because we're out there, you know, with no worries going through the cut.
Yeah, sure. So yeah, they're specially designed for that fishery
because of the tide.
Yeah,
makes a big difference. And we also have to add, we do have heaters too.
Oh yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. I like it.
Golf.
Yeah, got that. Sometimes that's kind of nice to have.
The place is not that cold.
No.
It's not. No. And we were talking about that last night, it's really, I mean, for being almost to Alaska, it's just 60, 70 miles south of Alaska, it's not that cold there.
90.
Yeah.
90 miles south
of Alaska.
Tip to tip.
Yeah. So it's pretty temperate.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
I love it. Hey, I want to remind you, this portion of the show is sponsored by Summit Gasoline at the San Diego Sports Arena. It is the place to fill up your car, your truck, or your boat with the lowest in gas and diesel prices. Also, did you know Summit is the place to get the lowest prices on ice and snacks before your trip? Over 40 snacks for just 89 cents, as well as sandwiches, salads, frozen bait, too. Ice is nearly half the price of the others at only $3.99 for a 25-pound bag. Plus, you can get 100 pounds of ice for free with a 35-gallon fill. It's Summit Gasoline, free ice for our Let's Talk Hookup listeners, and always the lowest prices at the San Diego Sports Arena. And when we come back, we got more of your phone calls, more with Rob and Valerie. You stay tuned. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app, Facebook and YouTube Live, and 97.3 The Fan.
For local or long-range fishing, we have you covered. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle, the saltwater tackle professionals. Being a part of the San Diego Sport Fishing Landing gives us a distinct advantage when it comes to getting you on the latest and hottest tackle for your trip. Our expert staff knows exactly what you need for your long-range or local trip, and we will not sell you something you don't need. We carry a huge inventory of the right tackle. So visit us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. The name that stands out among anglers is Fisherman's Landing, your top choice in local and long-range fishing. Our hardworking crew will make your fishing experience one to remember. We offer the finest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet is second to none. All our open party trips can be easily booked online at fishermanslanding.com or give us a call. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
Captain Jamie Tennis from Season Sport Fishing here. For the past few seasons, a dart-style metal jig has come into play in a big way for tuna offshore or even rockfish down deep. APCO's Crossbreed Jig has quickly become the go-to for many since it came onto the market. APCO's Crossbreed Jig is good to go right out of the package with a 4X treble hook, heavy-duty split rings, West Coast colors, and sizes 60 gram to 120 gram. Pick one up today at your local tackle store or learn more on APCO.com.
Have you been looking for a live bait hook that keeps live bait alive? Look no further than Japan's leading fish hook, Gamakatsu. It's the little things that make the difference, and Gamakatsu hooks drive the point home with an absolute perfect bend and ideal barbs. Your bait swims harder and longer, and when you get bit, Gamakatsu hooks bite back with a vengeance. All hooks are not the same. Go with Gamakatsu for infinite success. Gamakatsu, simply the best. Check Gamakatsu.com.
Inside information is everything when it comes to catching fish in Southern California. You need a code group to connect with what's happening on the water. FishDope.com is your code group. Inside information available at your fingertips 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane, along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. They become your code group. You get daily catch reports from point conception to Sankatine, 365 days a year. FishDope.com has online planning tools, temperature and chlorophyll charts, hot bite icons, and more. Take it from me, if you don't have FishDope.com, you're not part of the in-the-know crowd. Membership is affordable and good for an entire year. Plus, use the special code and save $30 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel. Take a closer look at the Ford Bronco and Bronco Sport. You'll see adventure, discovery, and even a little mud. These 4x4s provide the muscle, tech, and durability to go anywhere. Get your ideal combination of power and capability to handle whatever comes your way with the GOAT modes. That's goes over any terrain. It's time to see Ford in a new light. New inventory has arrived. Visit your San Diego County Ford dealer to take a test drive today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here this morning. So much fun talking Haida Gwaii Safaris with Captain Rob and Valerie. And, man, phones have been packed all morning. But, again, if you want to get through, there is still a shot. 833-288-0973 is your direct connect.
Happy standing by. Let's go ahead and jump back on the phones.
You got it. This time we're going to talk to Don. Don's calling us from Lakewood this morning. Don, good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Good morning, Valerie. My wife Mary and I went fishing with you back in July 2024. We had a great time.
I remember you.
I had a big lean cod. What are the chances to catch black cod and albacore this coming season?
Rob, what do you think? Give us a lowdown on that.
Well, we haven't really decided to do albacore, but there is possibilities at the end of the season. That's up to Valerie if she wants to do it or not. And black cod is very deep. Black cod's like 800 to 1200 feet deep. So, it's kind of something that we're talking about, but, you know, there's a bunch of things like electric reels that need to be bought for that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
But there is possibilities for sure, definitely. I mean, if you brought your own electric reel, we can go out and try it, that's for sure.
Oh,
you snapped Pete around real quick with that one,
Captain
Rob.
And it's not far, is it? Because like Corey was talking, the Continental Shelf is right there, right?
Yeah, no, it's literally like on the backside of Marble Island, which is, you know, a mile out, that's it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very close.
Albacore probably is more doable.
There you go.
Yeah.
All right.
So we'll see.
All right, Don. Hey, nice to hear from you. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. I have a great text here from Mike in Roseman. He says, good morning, Valerie. So how complicated is it to transfer our luggage fish from your charter flight back to the home flight?
Simple.
Yeah.
It's very simple. So when you get off your charter flight, the shuttle, so you'll be on the south side of the Vancouver Airport, and so you don't have to make a big trek, walking trek. The shuttle is going to bring you over and drop you off at the Fairmont, because that's where the international departure terminal is. So whichever airline you're going to fly home to, you're just going to go in, check your fish, off you go. And customs, again, clear customs in Vancouver.
In Vancouver. You're on a charter, a bus, a basic shuttle bus that'll just take you right to where you need to be.
Yes.
No having to do that long trek like when you come in on Air Canada from other way that you have to walk like a mile to get back to the international.
The bus is going to drop you off right at international departure. You're going to get your cart and go check your fish.
How cool.
Sweet. That charter is going to be a game changer.
Yes. We've been working on it.
Yeah.
Really cool. We've been working on it. We're going to make it as seamless as possible.
Yeah. Fantastic.
Love that. Hey, I had a fun text come through. It says, good morning, guys. I have a question for Captain Rob. Could you talk a little bit about the bait that you guys tend to fish with? Is there live bait available? What are your favorite alternatives? What's the best bait that you guys fish? I can't wait to get on this ling cod action.
So for the halibut, it'll be either salmon pieces from like collars or whatnot, or herring. And then for salmon fishing, we can run herring or anchovies. It's all frozen because, we're in a pretty remote place, so getting live bait is pretty hard. Personally, I use nothing but spoons for salmon fishing. I mean, if it's really tough fishing, I might throw a piece of bait on, but I think I put a piece of bait on once last year. and the spoon still actually outfished the bait.
No kidding. That's cool.
For the salmon.
For the salmon. Mm-hmm. Wow, that's pretty cool. Well, hey, Bill in San Diego has an interesting question. It's, good morning. Great show. Again with Valerie, my wife and I last visited. She said they had a touring package while I fished. Is there a package available where she could fish once and then tour the rest of the time?
A little tough. Yeah. Just to be honest, because those boat slots are,
well,
they're taken.
You'd have to pay for
but she would pay for the, if she paid for the boat spot, she
not
can
a
fish
problem.
One
she
day
can do whatever
and then
she
can do whatever she wants to do. Also, where you fish is like a tour.
Yes.
Like going to the channel and all that, and so many guests get amazing pictures of wildlife, whales.
Yeah. Right.
Bears, all that.
And then like Rob was talking about shore lunch, you know?
Yeah.
We
could arrange that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Go crabbing.
Mm-hmm.
That kind of thing. It all depends on your boat.
All depends on your boat, yes.
And what you want to do.
But very workable.
But like you say, as long as she's covered on the boat slot, if you just say, hey, I don't want to fish today, I want to go check out the Totem Museum, that's up to her.
Yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And I don't know if you recall a couple of years ago, Jeff and Lisa, and she did that. She paid for the boat, and she's like, oh, I'm only going to go one day. She fished all 3 days.
Oh, cool.
So you don't know.
Yeah.
But yes, there's options for sure.
That's cool.
Yeah.
I had a fun text come through. It says, good morning, guys. I'm really excited about this Corey Sandin early season trip and plan to book. Captain Rob, could you tell us a little bit about the other ground fish that we might encounter? Can't wait to get in on the halibut and lingcod. What other fish do we catch when we're fishing a hideaway?
I mean, you know, there is the possibility for the black cod, and there's all kinds of different rockfish. Like, there's literally 20 varieties of rockfish there. What else do we got? There's sole, there's shark.
Crabby, salmon sharks.
Yeah, salmon sharks. There's sole, there's flounder, halibut, and then there's just the odd things that come up too, the odd weird fish that come up, like ratfish and sea cucumbers, and all kinds of stuff that you get. Cabazon. The cabazons are big, actually. Yeah, I couldn't believe the size of some of them last year, like 14 pounders.
Whoa.
That's crazy.
That's cool.
Yeah. They're delicious. They're absolutely amazing to eat, those cabazons. They're from the sculpin family, right? So they eat a lot of crab and shellfish and whatnot, so the meat's very, very rich.
Yeah. And also the salmon. I mean, you're still going to fish salmon, too.
Yeah, it's not just a lingcod trip.
Yeah, it's an everything trip.
That's cool.
Yeah.
What a great,
all species.
Yeah, great timing and great fun. That's going to be cool.
Yeah, definitely. This one's from Ted in San Diego, and he says, hi, always love visiting the Pacific Northwest. Never been to Canada yet. Not a fan of trolling for salmon. What other ways can you catch fish at Haida Gwaii Safaris? Love to fish the jigs for big halibut and the lingcod for sure. What are there any other options?
So the way we fish for salmon is trolling. I mean, it's definitely the most productive way. If there was an opportunity to jig for them, I mean, every once in a while when we're fishing for lingcod and halibut, we end up getting a salmon on the jig as well.
Oh, yeah.
The problem with where we fish for salmon is that there's a tack, and if you want to sit there and jig for salmon, you're going to be in the middle of the tack making everybody angry at you. So it doesn't really work out that great for it. But if that's what that boat wants to do and go out and jig for salmon, then we can find some places that nobody's in the tack and go somewhere and do that for them if they want to do that.
Okay, it would be an option. But I'll tell you what, the wall, which is kind of where he's talking about tacking, is such an amazing place to fish, because we've been out there while we're trolling for salmon and had a whale, a humpback whale, come up right next to the boat,
mm-hmm.
between the wall, like 5 feet away from the boat.
Jeez,
and between the wall and then the wall itself, you're literally on the wall. I mean, it's how deep is it right against the wall there? 70, 80 feet, Rob?
Yeah, you're like anywhere from 60 to 120 feet, and then like, you know, an eighth of a mile out, it's 600 feet deep.
Jeez. Yeah. The scenery is just, it's breathtaking. So it's not your regular salmon trolling like you would
open
normally
water.
Think the open water salmon. Yeah. It's not like
going
that
out
at
of
all.
Estoria or whatever.
Right, right,
yeah.
right. It's very, very different than that.
Well, I've seen
you literally 10 feet away from the wall.
Yeah.
Yes.
I've seen you have really good fishing on, is it 80 or 100 gram flat fall? Like,
yes.
I've seen you so many years, you know, when trolling was the option, and then a fish gets hooked, just slide one back. Yeah,
yep.
Like, I've seen Pete give up his troll rotation completely just because, yep, you know, you like catching them on the slide.
Yeah, and you can catch them.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, Rob don't necessarily like that so much, right, because it might get entangled a little bit, but it can be done, right?
Oh, for sure. You can do anything. I had one guy, he was just chucking the jig all day long when we were trolling off the front of the boat.
And he was catching them?
He didn't actually catch anything, but he tried.
Yeah, I mean, it's not as productive, but I've hooked plenty of them.
Sure.
For sure. Yeah, it can happen.
Well, I had an interesting text. This was hey, guys, this sounds great. Can I bring my photography gear with me on the boat? I'm a wildlife photographer enthusiast. Oh, but I also love to fish, and that's from Jim in the 805.
Absolutely.
You're going to be very busy behind the lens if that's the case, from what it sounds, yes, like, Jim.
Yeah. No, the photography there is
amazing.
Incredible.
Yes.
Yeah, the wildlife. I mean, Rob, give us kind of a rundown on some of the wildlife you see when you're out fishing.
Oh, lots of bears, you know, going through these narrows. If there's time and there's like space with no boats behind it, we can stop and get really close to the bears too. Like, you know, get right down there and take some good pictures. But I mean, lots of deer, lots of bears, the odd raccoon. They're weird colored raccoons, actually. They're different. Many eagles. We feed the eagles by hand, actually, when we're out there.
Yeah. Eagles are everywhere.
So cool.
Yeah. And the otters, you see some otters too, right?
Yeah, lots of river otters around the dock, actually.
Yeah, in front of the lodge. Actually, there's the whole family.
Yeah, that literally right in front of the lodge. And here's a cool thing. We haven't talked about the lodge.
Yeah.
The lodge is on the water.
Well, across from the water.
Well, I mean, it's the busy Sandspit Highway, which is like you see a car about every 10 minutes or so on that. But you literally walk across the two-lane street, and you're on the beach.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then we have the creek that goes through.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. So talk about the lodge itself. You have.
We can accommodate 32 people, but we keep it at 24. And, you know, there are those that need to have their own rooms. I'll leave it at that.
Yeah.
Right?
That's funny.
And so we do all inclusive. So your food, all your food.
Mm-hmm.
We do wine with dinner. We have a full bar. And rainwear, all of that's at the lodge, and we do sit down together for dinner. It's a highlight, like coming in from fishing, but one of the highlights that guests love, and I sometimes it sounds dorky when I talk about it, but once you do it, you're like, oh, is our soup of the day and our fresh bread in from fishing.
Yeah.
Yeah. It just takes the edge off before we do dinner. All the food is local fish. So all the fish we do halibut, we do salmon, we actually do ling cod, crab night, and then a surf and turf, and that's when the guides come in and join you for dinner. So,
it's not just all fish.
No, dietary needs. Too. Like if we have guests that can't have shellfish or can't have shrimp, whatever.
Or they like meat or whatever. Yeah.
Yeah, I want pork chops or chicken or whatever it may be. We are very dietary need friendly. Very simple.
Yeah.
They send out a form so I can let chef know way ahead of time because we can't run down to Costco, of course. So we can pre-plan salads. You know, every day is salad before dinner. So it's kind of like basically you have come in, you have your soup, you have your salad, you have dinner, and then you have yummy dessert.
Yeah. And the lodge itself, every room has its own bathroom and shower.
Washroom and shower.
Yep.
And nice amenities. We get everything through True North. It's a Canadian line, and it's nice.
Yeah.
Like, it's a very, the linens are nice. The
it's
amenities,
really nice. The
they're very
super
nice.
Super comfortable.
Blow dryers, bathrobes. Like, you don't need to bring that, ladies. We even have men's robes. I'm just saying, gentlemen.
Yeah.
And then we have a great deck and a fire pit. And
yeah.
it's just very,
and
it's
games,
unwind.
And
we do have Wi-Fi. We do have Wi-Fi. We moved up in the world. We have Wi-Fi, which is nice because we do have people that need to check in, the business people. I moved my office from Buellton to Sandspit, so I have a full office. I can print, scan, do everything if you need
whatever
it.
Whatever you need.
It's cool.
Yeah. And northern lights. Sometimes you'll see the northern lights, like right from the front. Yeah. This last year, not as many. The year before, oh my goodness, we had amazing northern light pictures. Of course, again, eagles, deer, and the Coast Guard, literally, and the marina is kitty corner right there. You can walk. Yeah. But we shuttle every day.
If you want.
Your lunches are custom made. Yeah, were you going to say something, Robert?
Very reassuring to have the Coast Guard in the same harbor.
Yes.
That's cool. Yeah. And that's not normal for such a small harbor, right, Rob?
No, I mean, even down the south coast where I'm from, you know, it's very few and far between where you have actual Coast Guard stations that's in the same harbor as you.
Yep. Our boats are Coast Guard station, and all our boats are right there. I mean, we the transportation, we're there to pick you up from the lodge, and we actually have the Haida Gwaii bus, and the Haida Gwaii bus is actually a shuttle bus just like a hotel.
Cool.
Yep. Nice. It's got the whole Haida Gwaii, everything on it, the fish. Yeah. So we try to make it so seamless. You just need to bring your passport, layered clothing, you get a welcome packet, tells you how to pack, and from the time you book, from the time you leave, we're involved.
Yeah. For sure. Hey, yes. Fred has an interesting one here. He says, a wonderful trip with you 2 years ago. Valerie's hospitality is the best. Pictures of the boat. Are you catching salmon on the wall? Thank you, Valerie. That's from Fred.
Oh, yeah. I think I know which Fred.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you, Fred.
Yeah. So lots of, I mean, just tons of texts like that, right, Ricky?
Yeah, totally.
Just a ton of them there. So, again, we're kind of getting short on time here. If somebody wants the book, if they want to request Rob as their guide, if they want to go at a particular time, if they want to go on that trip with Corey, on June 24th through 28th, what's the procedure?
Just, you know, probably the best is just go right to the website. By the way, we have a brand new website as of last week.
Hey, all right, cool.
Yeah. Wow. And you saw the blog you wrote. The blog is on the website.
Great.
So just go to qcsafaris.com, and you can actually, if you type in Haida Gwaii Safaris, they're linked now.
Okay.
Either way. And
spell Haida Gwaii.
H-A-I-D-A-G-W-A-I-I.
Yeah.
Haida Gwaii. Or QC Safaris, whichever is easiest. Yeah. But if you go in there and just fill out, you know, your name, your email, contact, and put a little note, heard you on Let's Talk Hook Up, because you get it. You get the group discount for the group. Yeah, we have a little coupon for you.
Yeah. Like a pretty big discount.
Yes. It's a good one.
Yeah. And do you have to go on the dates that we're going?
No. Nope.
No, it could go anytime.
Anytime in the season.
Wow. That's very
anytime in the season.
Yeah. And several $100 discount.
Yes.
Yeah.
We really appreciate all of you.
Oh, we love you.
Yeah. We love you. You guys are awesome. And the support, we were talking about trade shows. We have Bill DePriest's Pacific Coast coming up, and we're going to be
in Costa Mesa,
and so Let's Talk Hookup, Corey Sandin, and Haida Gwaii Safaris. We're all going to be
Rod
boom,
and Pink
boom. Oh, cool. Yeah. That's fun.
Yeah, yeah. We're all going to be together.
Super fun. And then you're doing other shows, too, besides that.
Oh, yes. I got Barrett Jackson's my next big one in January.
In January.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, you're kind of all over the place.
Where will that be?
Scottsdale, Arizona. Cool. I've already been. I did the fall auction. Now I'm going to do the big one.
So, but the thing is, Valerie is always accessible.
Yes.
Right, Rob? Like, you can always find Valerie.
Oh, yeah. Just a phone call away.
Yeah. Or text.
Yeah, text. And she's always available. She's always ready, willing, and able to kind of guide you, to help you out with the trip, and kind of fill you in on what the deal is with the new charter flight.
Yes.
That's kind of all going to be seamless, right? All you have to do is book your trip to Vancouver.
And what's going to be so nice about the charter is things do happen in life. Yeah. So let's say, for instance, you know, your four people were booked and a third person couldn't come because of emergency. We can change names on the manifest up to 24 hours prior to departure.
Wow. And then also you have a great rate at the Fairmont, right at the airport.
Just got our contract.
The night you'll spend the night, and then that's a great deal. Yeah.
Yes.
Awesome. Well, as you can hear, just a great show, and we still got more. We're going to find out who's got themselves a brand new pair of Costa sunglasses. More with Robin Valerie when we return. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app, Facebook and YouTube Live, as well as 97.3 The Fan.
everyone has their go-to fishing spot. My spot is Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. Rockcod Rick here to say if you're looking for the ultimate Alaska experience and the best value in Alaska, it's Kingfisher Charters. Owner Seth Bone and his crew consistently deliver deluxe accommodations, the finest food, world-class fish processing, and top-of-the-line fishing experience. We've literally sent hundreds of our listeners to Kingfisher, and they all can't wait to go back. Most Alaska resorts make big promises, and they don't deliver, or they'll nickel and dime you to drive up the cost, but not Kingfisher. Everything is included. Your license, fish processing, super deluxe accommodations, amazing food, airport transfers, your gear. Literally all you need to bring is your layer clothing, and Kingfisher covers the rest. They also have the finest boats and charter captains in Sitka, all for the ultimate value. Take it from me. Book your trip to Kingfisher Charters, and you'll thank me. Kingfisher Charters. 800-727-6136 or check kingfishercharters.com. When you're pursuing big game fish, the right gear is essential. Not just the rod, reel, and line, but the right pair of binoculars too. So upgrade your gear to the best pair of Fujinon stabilized binoculars from Baker Marine. Baker Marine has been selling binoculars for decades, and more importantly, they service all brands right there at their San Diego Shelter Island location. Need the best? Fujinon Stabiscopes are the professional's choice. Looking for top-tier stabilization at a great price? The Fujinon TechnoStabe TSX 1440s deliver rock-steady vision, even in rough waters, perfect for serious anglers. Baker Marine is the largest Fujinon retailer on the West Coast, and when you buy from them, they'll be there when your binoculars need service. Plus, they'll give you a great price on all in-stock Fujinon binoculars. Stop by their store on Shelter Island in San Diego and test a pair of Fujinon binoculars and see which ones are right for you. They even have compact and lightweight Fujinon stabilized binoculars for your next vacation or hunting trip. You know you need a pair of stabilized binoculars, so get them from the experts at Baker Marine. Learn more at BakerMarine.com.
Enter into fall with powerful deals on new Yamaha outboards during Yamaha's Fall into Savings sales event. From now until December 8th, 2025, purchase a new eligible Yamaha 30 to 450 horsepower outboard and get up to 7 years of coverage protection plus up to $500 in dealer credit for 150 to 450 horsepower outboards. Looking for lower horsepower? Yamaha's got you covered. Purchase a new eligible Yamaha 2.5 to 25 horsepower outboard and receive up to $700 in dealer credit. Visit your local Yamaha dealer today. Yamaha, reliability starts here. Offer ends December 8th, 2025. Subject to change. Other restrictions and conditions apply. Select models exclude 24 or 36 month Yamaha extended service contracts added to factory limited warranty. Choice offered to Florida residents is a 24 or 36 month Yamaha limited warranty. See authorized participating Yamaha outboard dealers for details. Cannot be used with any other Yamaha offer.
Many years ago, Baja pioneer Bob Van Wormer found the area he called the Great Fish Trap in the East Cape of Southern Baja and built what is now regarded as the premier East Cape resort, the Famas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Today, following in their father's footsteps, Bob's sons, Bobby, Chucky, and Eddie, have taken Famas de Cortez and Playa del Sol to new levels with the largest sport fishing fleet in Mexico, a luxurious spa, and top-of-the-line resort amenities. Van Wormer resorts have become a destination for travelers worldwide. But for us, Famas de Cortez and Playa del Sol are just a short two-hour flight away. No other tropical fishing destination offers the experience and value that you'll find at Famas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Now you can plan your Baja fishing vacation quick and easy by visiting VanWormerResorts.com. And when you're ready to book, it's quick and easy. Or simply call 877-777-TUNA for more information. Van Wormer Resorts, the East Cape's finest.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Okay, it's time to find out the big winner of the pair of Costa sunglasses. Valerie's going to do us the honor.
And the Bill Barney calendar.
Yep, and the calendar, excuse me. Okay, today the winner is a caller, so congratulations, Tom in Temecula. You've got yourself that calendar and those awesome Costa 580 glasses.
Yeah,
congratulations.
Yeah, thanks for being a caller today. And Rob, great job, Rob. Enjoy your time down south.
All right, thanks. You guys, too. Take care of tight lines, everybody.
All right.
Thank
you, Rob. We'll see you in Haida Gwaii. All right. Appreciate the call. And Valerie, if somebody wants to book a trip to Haida Gwaii Safaris, how do we do it?
1-877-815-2892 or just go right to the website, www.qcsafaris.com.
All right. Fantastic. And, of course, we'll see you at the PCS show.
Yep.
Well,
we're neighbors.
Yeah.
You're stuck with me.
It's going to be fun. Yeah, it's going to be fun. Again, qcsafaris.com or, if you can spell it, Haida Gwaii. Safaris.com.
Yes.
Yeah. And call Valerie.
I mean, just call me, 805-698-9590. And yeah. I also have Natalie, who helps me. So between Natalie and I, we'll get you reached out to.
Great. Hey, next Saturday, Chris and John from CalStar will be here. I'll bet they'll be bearing gifts, too. And then next Sunday, Captain Brian Kiyohara from the American Angler. Thanks to Jeff at the Fam. Thanks to Adam on the app. And thanks to you out there. Appreciate you. We'll see you next week right back here on the Let's Talk Hookup app, YouTube, Facebook Live, and 97.3 The Fam.